Hello and welcome to Plan Lehigh Valley. This WDIY program is presented along with our partners from the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission. Joining me today, as always, are our co-hosts, Becky Bradley, the Executive Director, and Managing Editor, Matt Assad.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hi. So our show is going to examine the Lehigh Valley's draft four-year, $545 million Transportation Improvement Program, or the acronym we're going to use is TIP. And this plan or program is designed to maintain and improve the transportation network throughout Lehigh and Northampton counties. And I guess that means we will be talking about Matt and I's favorite topic, and that would be Route 22. Can't wait. So we're fortunate to have with us the LVPC's Director of Transportation, Steve Weber. In January, Steve joined the Planning Commission, where he leads a team guiding a $4.4 billion transportation plan that includes hundreds of road, bridge, trail, transit, and community development projects across the valley. He's had a long career in both planning and operational roles. Most recently, he was the Director of Transportation and Parking for the City of Hoboken, New Jersey. And prior to that, he worked at the New York City Department of Transportation. He was Lower Manhattan Borough Commissioner, responsible for permitting and construction coordination in Lower Manhattan during the recovery from the 9/11 attacks, and later started up NYC.dot's Strategic Planning and Sustainability Program. So we've got big city expertise here today. How exciting that you've joined this wonderful community we have here in the Valley.
It's fabulous to be here. And it's a bit of a homecoming for me because I did grow up in the Montgomery County, about 25 miles south on Route 309.
Oh, great. Okay. So not a complete stranger. So Matt, give us the elevator speech on this transportation improvement program.
So the shortest answer is it's a more than half a billion dollar plan to sort of handle our transportation network for the next 4 years. The longer answer is it's 104 road, bridge, trail, and transit projects, and they're really in every corner of the Lehigh Valley. The great thing is that this is not a wish list. This is a highly analyzed, expertly planned list of projects that will be done. And actually, some of them are already being done. So it's real money behind all of this. So when you're driving around and you see a road or a bridge project out on Route 22 or 33 or 309 or even some of our communities, it's probably something authorized on the TIP. It's a four-year plan. It does get updated every 2 years because projects evolve and communities evolve and priorities evolve. So it gets done every 2 years, but this really is kind of where the rubber meets the road.
Nice pun there. Becky, at its core, what does this $545 million plan actually mean for everyday drivers, commuters, and families in the Lehigh Valley, besides the fact that they're going to complain and grumble about the construction?
Sure. Construction is progress, though, right? And that's the point of this, that we're maintaining the good infrastructure that we have, we're improving infrastructure where it needs to be improved, and that we're also planning for what needs to happen next as our region continues to add, 4,000 persons per year or more, right? So more is more, and that's what this investment strategy does.
Becky, as a four-year plan, it's updated every 2 years, but we've also talked a lot on the show about a 25-year long-range transportation plan. How do you balance long-term vision with rapidly changing needs on the ground?
That's actually a really great question. Everything starts with that long-range plan. So that really is looking at what are conditions on the ground now. What do we need in terms of, maintenance, bridge repair, transit enhancements, additional infrastructure, whatever that may be. And we put that together and we look at things both short, medium, and long term. And so from that is a very, very, very large set of projects. And we actually go out and ask all of our local governments, the counties, LANTA, Airport Authority, definitely PennDOT, who is a huge partner in the implementation of this transportation improvement program that we're talking about this evening. Essentially, what that long range plan does is it gives us the roadmap. And we actually update that every 4 years. So we are checking to see through the TIP, which is this basically cash flow model, this half a billion dollars. We check what we've accomplished, what we're still working on is in construction, and then what projects can come up from that long range plan and begin next.
Okay, and then the more than a half a billion in spending sounds like a lot. Does this address all of the Lehigh Valley's transportation needs?
No.
That's
And
sort of like a
I
rhetorical
hesitated because that
question.
sounds so negative. It does absolutely make a difference. I should start there, but the short answer is it does not. And we have, billions of dollars of unmet needs over the next 20 to 25 years that we're aware of right now, and we believe that list will continue to grow. It is why the reauthorization of the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act is so important. It sounds like a lot of words, but in general, 80% of all transportation funding comes out of Congress. And it's directed by a series of formulas to the states and then down to the regions. And in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania legislature matches the majority of that 80%. So they're matching about 20% in most cases. And that federal transportation law expires at the end of September this year. And so, sure, we're planning ahead on the assumption that it's either the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act is continued, or there will be some new law that replaces it. But essentially, it is the infrastructure in America, and that money is a portion of it is diverted to us to invest in maintaining our system here. And that's exactly why it's so important. But at the same time, we're advocating for reauthorization of that federal transportation law. We still have to look ahead at the now and what needs to be done now and what we think needs to be done next year, the year after that, and then the 2 years after that.
And
Right.
there's probably a few reasons. Becky could probably elaborate on why that no is a little bigger for us than other places. We're growing really fast for a region that's growing and evolving, and really it's growing and evolving faster than the sort of funding models that sort of pay for everything. So, it just doesn't catch up to all of the people and all the vehicles we're adding. And even before we inflation made every project, go up so quickly. We already were not paying for everything we needed to do. Our unfunded needs were in the billions of dollars.
We need at least double what we have now just to stay on top of the existing system, let alone make major enhancements. And so it's really a tug and pull that the Lehigh Valley Transportation Study, who manages, that's the board in our region that manages this process, which PennDOT is part of, both counties, the Airport Authority, Atlanta, the cities, us. We have to figure out and make decisions of, what do you maintain, what do you defer, and then what do you add to the system? What is such a security, or excuse me, a safety need like the Tillman at 309, right? Like that was a completely undersized interchange. There were wrecks there almost every single day. There wasn't the bicycle or pedestrian connectivity between both sides of that facility. I mean, there's a lot of things that needed to happen there. So, that's part rebuild, part maintenance, but it's a huge safety project. Do you do that, which is over $60 million? And you have a limited amount of each year, right? So you got about $150 to $175 million a year. Some years it's a little bit more than others, but generally roughs out to a little over half a billion dollars. What do you do with that, right? And that's really the tug and pull that we're facing here in the Lehigh Valley.
Now, Steve, how do you go about choosing the projects that get into this plan?
Well, as Becky said, the first thing is, in order to get into the TIP, your project needs to be in the long range plan or the Metropolitan Transportation Plan. And then at that point, we apply criteria that the federal government, US DOT, gives to us. looking at safety, looking at the conditions of the facilities, the pavement quality, and the conditions of bridges, and then looking at congestion. We have a model that we use that evaluates projects against each other. And because our funds are limited, we need to be as smart as possible with how we're spending them and make sure that we get the best return on investment for every dollar we spend.
Right. Steve, the Hill to Hill Bridge is a heavily used historic bridge linking North and South Bethlehem. I take it into the office every morning. How do you rebuild of that size while keeping traffic flowing?
Hill to Hill is probably the most challenging project that we have in this TIP. It's a crucial artery connecting the south side of Bethlehem to the rest of the city. PennDOT has worked very closely with the city of Bethlehem, with key stakeholders like St. Luke's, Lehigh University, Wind Creek, Music Fest, to minimize the impacts as much as possible. The construction schedule's being closely coordinated with Music Fest, and special care is being taken to maintain access for ambulances and other emergency vehicles to get to the hospital. Even with all of this, it is going to be a challenging project, and we need to be patient and recognize that a bridge this complex, this important, can't be completed without some level of disruption.
And it's one of those that's kind of a prime example of why $545 million, as big as that number is, just doesn't go as far as it used to. Because that project, when it's all costed out, is going to be almost $100 million. It is a huge project and it just costs a lot and it's gone up since the pandemic. It's why a lot of these projects, they go over more than one tip. You know, that one in particular, I think, is probably on its third tip or more.
Yeah, it's second or third already, and it's going to go into a fourth one
Yeah.
as well.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good
Sorry.
thing that it takes that long because the money takes that long to come through.
So, Steve, you highlight intersections like Route 309 and Tillman as major concerns. How much of this plan is about reducing crashes and saving lives?
Well, I think improving system safety is the first of the three most important criteria we apply when we make decisions about what projects to fund. DOT requires it, PennDOT requires it. Making the system safe for all users, drivers and passengers, pedestrians and cyclists, it's the most important part of what we do. And you see it in the investments that we're making to improve geometry, to improve lighting and signs and markings and signals. That's a lot of the most visible investments that you're seeing in these projects.
And Becky, in places like Upper and Lower Macungie, development has exploded. How much, and it's going to continue to explode, right? So, how much of this plan is reacting to growth?
Yes. Well, there's growth everywhere. And while Upper Macungie is definitely projected to add more people and more jobs than any other community in the Lehigh Valley, there are people and jobs going everywhere from the cities to Palmer Township to Whitehall Township, South Whitehall Township, and I could keep going. Pretty much anything around the cities and adjacent to Route 22 and I-78 is growing, and we predict will continue to grow because population and jobs are growing. In fact, jobs are outpacing the growth of people. So we also know that we're having interesting and new commuter patterns occur, like higher and higher percentages of people commuting from northern counties like Carbon and Schuylkill through down of 309 and Route 100 in western Lehigh County. And that's through a largely rural area to jobs in the valley. Everybody knows about the Monroe County Route 33 commute, but we don't have the same type of infrastructure in other places. And that's the point. You know, I noted earlier that it's a real struggle. Steve and Matt also, you know, said that in different contexts and in different ways. We are trying to get in front of the growth and the change as much as we can, but if we're really don't have as much money as we need, in fact, we know we have half of what we really do need to keep the system functioning at any level, let alone manage growth. It's a difficult place to be in. And I think that's a constant challenge that the Lehigh Valley Transportation Study talks about all the time. We have these amazing plans with Atlanta, our transit agency, to expand the bus rapid transit network, which is, faster bus, it's kind of like express bus services on steroids in its longest term form. They're making great headway with the initial few phases of that, but there's so much more they want to do with enhanced station stops and other things. But yet they still need to maintain the bus fleet, and they don't get enough money directly from transit lines to be able to do that from the federal government. So we're flexing congestion mitigation air quality money to Atlanta to help them just keep, a good number of buses on the road, let alone in good repair, and with the smallest environmental footprint, with the best technology that keeps emissions as low as possible. Yet at the same time, they want to grow the transit network. So I offer that up as an example because it's not just road and bridge. It's also our communities saying, hey, we have real safety concerns at intersections. It's people that are starting to use our trail system for commuting and wanting to make safe crossings across busy roadways. What are we going to do there? It's the transit system. And so we don't have enough resources. And so that's where the project prioritization process becomes so important, and that we're using data-driven decisions that allow us to navigate the growth. If we're seeing growth in one area and not in another, we rethink the strategy. That's happened recently, especially when we started looking at average annual daily traffic in the functional classification of roadways, which Steve and his team just updated, along with other projects, like when we did our population and employment projections just a few months ago with the data and research team. They identified, emerging job centers that didn't exist a decade ago. So we're constantly, every 2 years, when we look at this TIP update, reevaluating the decision-making process. Are we making as big a difference as we can with the limited number of resources that we have in adjusting, really on a two-year cycle, which then we go back on a 4-year cycle in the long range plan and ask ourselves the same questions. So it is a continuous cooperative planning process that, again, is based on real change in real time. However, making sure that we're doing the best we can to maintain the assets that we have now. And it's going to continue to be a challenge. And that's why we need additional funds into the region. Just a little bit under the hood, a big part of the funding formula is based on interstate miles. We've got one interstate and not very many miles of it compared to other parts of Pennsylvania. Some of those other parts of Pennsylvania have far less people, far less jobs, far less density than we have. They don't have the commuter patterns that we have from other regions. Yet, by percentage, they're actually getting significantly more dollars. So there's flaws in how the funding is actually allocated down to the regions as well. And we're also working closely with the Financial Guidance Work Group, with the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation and other planning partners in the state to work towards making some changes to that formula as well. And I mean, it's a similar issue statewide. This isn't a new issue. The state needs more money as well. And that's also critically important to this conversation.
Always need more money. What's the one project, Becky, in this plan that will make people say, finally, I know what my answer would be?
Oh, I want to hear your answer.
You know it has to do with Route 22.
Okay, well, what do you want to do with Route 22?
Like, widen the whole thing, three lanes, baby.
You're not the only one that wants to do that, if we're being honest about it.
We're going to
I
be
can't
back to
be
that
the
all
only
week and
one,
have
I
enough
know.
money.
Yeah, it's like with children, right? You can't pick a favorite. They all have, very important things and needs and skills and abilities. On the the larger roadway side, I really do think that that interchange at Center Valley and 309 is very important safety and congestion management project. Similarly, when you get to the highway side, speaking of widening, the state is actually putting their money, not our regional dollars, to widening I-78 from the Berks County line eastward to roughly Route 100. And that's in planning now. And then as that happens, the new Adams Road interchange that we worked in a public-private partnership on for, the last 6 or so years with PennDOT, Jandal Land Development, NFI, which is a trucking company, Liberty Property Trust, which is now part of Prologis, Upper Macungie Township, right near where the new Eli Lilly facility is going to go. Those will get timed together. That's a big one. That you won't see in this TIP because it's a little bit, that one's a larger, we again work with the state to be able to utilize some of their resources to not stress our regional resources to the extent that they would get stressed if you're talking, over $60 million for an interchange, right? Which, by the way, is going rate, and it's even higher on an interstate than that. I think those two are important for different reasons. I do really, 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 really love the bus rapid transit system. I think it's a great way for us to grow transit, utilizing existing equipment in a fast, efficient, and lowest cost way to help make mobility safer, faster, and quite frankly, less effect on our environment, right? It allows us to reinforce that walkability that everybody says they want so much. And when it does occur, they use it, right? And it really allows us to grow within that urban core without continuing to push further and further out. Because how many more cars can you accommodate in the urbanized areas, right? That's always going to be a question. But transit gives us an opportunity to reduce vehicles and move more people. And so, if you haven't taken Atlanta bus, you really should. It's a really efficient system, and it is the cleanest public transit system I've ever been on. They just do a great job of getting people around. And I think that that project deserves a lot more credit in the media, quite frankly. Then it does get. And I really do hope that people in our community take a bus, get on the express bus, the one that goes between the Allentown Transportation Center and the Bethlehem Transportation Center. That route's got a lot along it. There's things to do. There's great local restaurants, great businesses that you can visit, or you could just go to the Wawa, right? No harm in that either. But
Go to a baseball game.
yeah, true. You can go to the baseball game too. Go to historic downtown Bethlehem. Go to, the really vibrant, revitalized downtown Allentown and everything in between. I'm not sure people realize that those assets are there. And a bus is a nice way to look out the window and watch all of those cool things that are available to you that if you're in a car, just driving and having your eyes on the road, you might not slow down and see.
So if I was going to pick one finally project, I would probably pick 309 and Tillman. Anyone who's tried to get on Tillman from 309, you have to have a dragster. And there's a reason why there has been 200 accidents there over a 5-year period. So finally, that's getting fixed at a significant cost, but that's getting close too. So I mean, imagine, I mean the 200 is going to go down to like single digits or something, because almost all of them, they're not serious. A lot of folks thinking they can get out and then they can't and they get rear-ended. That happens like almost weekly.
That's exactly what happened to
It's
me.
crazy.
Yeah,
It's
this was
crazy.
a few years ago.
Yeah. They think they can get out, then they don't, and then someone hits them from behind.
No damage, thankfully, but the cop that came literally said that not that long earlier before that
The
there
same
was
day?
yes that there
Oh,
was
God.
an actual bad incident. I it was a tap for me,
Yeah,
so.
well, those probably don't even get reported.
Yeah, the 200 is probably a super underestimate over 5 years.
Oh, you got a point, Steve.
All right, Steve, how soon will we see some of these projects under construction?
Well, I think the one that we're most excited about is Hill to Hill, which is going to be let this fall, and I think they want to order the contract on by the end of the year. So that's really the one that we're most excited about.
Give a general answer. Some of them are already under construction.
Well, that's true. Like Tillman.
And then this plan goes into effect October 1st. So, all of these will be, in process by then.
Right. Steve, how can the community weigh in on some of these projects?
Well, one thing I'd want to say is we are out for public comment right now.
That was going to say,
And
that was the last question.
we are going to have a public meeting at the Coalition for Appropriate Transportation the evening of May 5th. Please come out and tell us what you think. Ask us questions. We look forward to seeing you.
And the good thing about going to that meeting is, if you haven't been there yet, you get to see CAT's new offices, which are way better than their old offices. They're in downtown Bethlehem, super cool, especially if you're a sort of a bike or a walking advocate. That's the place to go.
Oh yeah, that's in the new Walnut Street deck, right?
Yep, it is. 33 West Walnut.
So, Matt, we're almost out of time. If people want to look at the full list, where can they find it?
They can find it at lvpc.org. There's a button right on the homepage, and you can go straight into it. And not only can you see if there are any projects in your neighborhood or when things are going to get done, there's a comment box in there, and you can sort of leave your opinion, leave a comment.
Awesome. All right. So thank you again to our guests from the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission. I'm Margaret McConnell, and you have been listening to Plan LV along with our co-hosts, Becky Bradley and Matt Assad with the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission. You can always listen again by going to WDIY.org or on our free app or anywhere that you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.